"We want democracy" is written in large white letters on a street in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon. "Justice for Myanmar" is carved on watermelons. "Reject military" is written on t-shirts worn by protesters. All the messages are written in English. A minority of Myanmar's 53 million people speak English. But it is the language of protesters who are trying to get their message of opposition to Myanmar's military government out to the world. "Writing in English is more effective than writing in Burmese," said student Coco Luen. He told the Reuters news agency, "We want the international community to help us." The protesters showed thousands of signs in English. Some said, "Free our leader," as a call for the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, a symbol of resistance to military rule. She has been detained for 3 weeks by the generals who said that last year's election was not fair. However, the use of English by protesters is dismissed by Chit Nain. He is the information minister appointed by the military. The state media reported that he said, "Writing in English, asking others to help and to intervene in our country, I am not such a stupid, helpless person as to do that. Know the dignity of your race and parents. You are not alone. Don't disrespect the dignity of your nationality," he added. There are over 130 ethnic groups in Myanmar, also known as Burma. The language of the ethnic Bamar majority has been the country's official language since independence from Britain in 1948. Suu Kyi, a graduate of Britain's Oxford University, stated that education in all languages was important. But English skills remained low in Myanmar. A 2020 study from Education First ranked Myanmar's English ability 93rd out of 100 countries measured. International support for Suu Kyi, who had spent 15 years under house arrest, did little to change the military from keeping the country isolated. Many suspect the same will be true again with the latest move by the military to take over the government. "International reactions of statements and sanctions will have no effect," wrote historian and writer Tantmint U on Twitter. Protesters are hoping the United States and other Western countries will help. "We need U.S. Army to save our situation," said some signs held up outside the U.S. Embassy this week. There is also a social media campaign in English on Facebook and Twitter designed to gain international attention. Anti-coup supporters posted memes in English to show what is happening in Myanmar. They are also quickly answering foreign governments' reactions to the situation. "Thanks a lot, Indonesia, for acceptance of our wishes and our real voice," a user identified as Tandartun wrote on Twitter. The Twitter message followed reports that Indonesia confirmed it was not calling on the military government to hold new elections. "Your help can support our Myanmar citizens," another message said. I'm Jonathan Evans.